In Japan, the race for a new prime minister is on. Members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party will gather in less than 2 weeks to select a replacement for the highly unpopular Yoshiro Mori. The four announced candidates today outlined their platforms and speeches to a party forum. The main issue is the same as it has been in races for a prime minister over the past decade: how to revive Japan's faltering economy. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Tokyo.
The backroom maneuvering has reached a feverish pitch ahead of the April 24th selection for a new president of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party and therefore a new prime minister of Japan. Japanese voters will have no direct say in the decision. Rather, a few hundred LDP members will choose the country's next leader, the eighth in the past 10 years. The new leader will face an enormous task, reviving the world's second largest economy. So far, the Japanese government's strategy can be summed up in one word: spending. Over the past decade, it's spent billions of dollars on public works projects. The projects have made a few construction companies happy, but they've also created a public debt larger than that of any other industrialized nation. One of the top candidates, former Health Minister Junichiro Koizumi, says he would make tackling Japan's huge debt problem one of his first priorities. Koizumi also says he would force Japanese banks to jettison billions of dollars in bad loans.
Of course, if we follow these policy measures, there will be companies going bankrupt and there will be an increased unemployment. But if we are fearful of the unemployment and if we just postpone the actual measures, then we will never see the recovery of the Japanese economy.
Koizumi faces an uphill battle against the frontrunner, Ryutaro Hashimoto, a former prime minister known for his slick back hair, his black belt in kendo, and his occasionally flamboyant attire. Hashimoto reportedly once showed up for a round of trade negotiations wearing a green leather suit. Many Japanese also remember his disastrous decision to raise taxes in 1997. That helped trigger a recession and led to a big defeat at the polls for the LDP. Hashimoto says he hopes to atone for his past mistakes, and this time around he's selling himself as a reformer. But Japanese voters, especially young Japanese voters, say they don't believe the LDP, which has ruled Japan virtually uninterrupted since World War II, is capable of reform. 26-year-old Yoshito Taniuchi, an executive at a video game company in Tokyo, says he used to support the LDP, but not anymore.
They're too old. They're out of age. Need a new party or somebody that is new.
But there are few new faces in Japanese politics. The opposition parties are fractured and ineffective. David Roach, head of a London-based investment firm Independent Strategy, says he's not optimistic about the possibility of change.
You just can't see the characters who are really going to come to the fore and change Japan right now. So it could be the beginning of the end for the LDP, but that doesn't mean it's exactly the beginning of the new beginning for Japan. It could take a long time.
Time is a luxury that the new prime minister of Japan, whoever that is, may not be able to enjoy. If, as expected, the LDP takes a beating in July's parliamentary elections, blame could very well fall on the new leader, and Japan may find itself once again choosing a new prime minister. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.